these basketball programs where you've been, was Kentucky the most intense by fans, more intense than Arkansas and Oklahoma?
I don't think so. I think the fans at Arkansas and Oklahoma State were just as intense. Like I said earlier, 99% of the people in Kentucky, their fans were just like the Razorback fans or the Cowboy fans. There was just that 1% that I'm not sure they didn't think life was more important about the Cats than it was about their spiritual beliefs.
Tubby Smith went to Kentucky, and you knew him before.
Tubby was at the University of Tulsa, and Tubby called me when he was coaching the University of Georgia after he left Tulsa and asked me what I thought. And I said, well, it's a tough decision, Tubby. I said, there's some of the best things that a coach had ever won at Kentucky, but there's some drawbacks, and you'll have to make that decision. I think he lasted 9 or 10 years, and now he's at the University of Minnesota, but he kind of feels the same way I did, that there were some real pluses there, but there were some disadvantages as well.
What is it about your personality? Is it your personality or what? You became a success. There are hundreds of coaches and people want to be in coaching, but they just don't make it in the big time. Are you able to look at yourself and say, well, I think it's because I did this or I had that? I mean, there was something in you that put you in the elite.
You know, I had a sound philosophy, thanks to Mr. Iba, and I borrowed some things along the way from other coaches. Had outstanding assistant coaches. I had some outstanding players. The one thing I think that probably helped in my relationship with players was the fact that I told all my assistants that we want to treat our players just like they were our own children. And I think our players knew that we were always behind them. We want them to be the best player that they could be, and if they'd listen, we'd try to develop their God-given talent. But we also were behind them 100%, whether it be in helping them get a degree or helping them with personal problems, letting them know that we dearly love them as people, not only as players, but as people, and would help them in any way. And I think that probably helped in my relationship with all of the assistant coaches I had, because I told them the same thing. I said, you come and I'll try to teach you everything, and when you get ready to try to get a head coaching position, I'll do everything in the world to help you get it. And I think I had 13 or 14 guys go on to be head coaches. So I think those are things that probably helped. I tell you, the one thing that helped me more than anything, because it kept my perspective probably the way it should be, was my wife Patsy of 52 years. I think she was probably the best assistant coach I've ever had.
And we should mention your children out of that marriage.
We were very fortunate to have three wonderful young men. Steve is our oldest, and he was the only smart one. He didn't go into coaching, he went into banking. Then Sean, and then Scott. Certainly became outstanding basketball coaches.
It had to be a great bonding between you, father
and
son.
We had some great fun, Sean and I did. And Scott played, you know, with us for a couple of years. But Sean was with me all those years, the 2 years he played. Then he went with Rob Evans as an assistant coach to the University of Mississippi when Rob left Oklahoma State as an assistant, got the head job at Ole Miss. But then Sean came back. So out of the other 14 years, he was with me 13 years as an assistant coach.